We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs. We want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast today. We're preparing for our missions weekend at Merit Assembly of God. And if you've never been a part of one of those, never seen what God can do in touching the world through a local congregation, we'd like to invite you out to just be a part of it. We call our missionaries the heroes of the faith. Our missionaries are willing to leave their families, their jobs, their houses, all of their possessions. Many of them sell those possessions just to enable them to get to the land that they believe God has called them to and tell those people about Jesus Christ. I teach history at our district school of ministry, that it's like a correspondence course. And so I go and lecture once or twice a year. And some of the early missionaries that went out, when they were packing, they did not pack their belongings in suitcases. They packed their belongings in coffins. That way, they just expected they were going to give their life on the field, and then they would be able to ship their bodies back. They give it all for the sake of the kingdom. And right now, the need for Jesus Christ is manifesting itself to a greater degree than we have ever seen before. Right now, there are people being killed around the globe for no other reason than they are Christians. And rather than denounce their faith, they would rather die than renounce their Savior. And so we are very excited to be a partner in carrying the good news of Jesus Christ around the globe. As I've been talking about here this week on the radio program, our emphasis this coming weekend is on ministering in the Ukraine. It's a project called Save Ukraine Now. It's a very desperate situation. There are regions of that country where it's kind of lawless right now. There's no legal authorities, and so it's kind of whatever happens. There are people that are starving in those regions. Some people in other parts of the country have taken it upon themselves to try and get food into those regions as much as possible. There are some people that have no money to buy food. Even if they did have money, they could not buy the food because it is not there. All of the grocery store shelves are empty. So the conflict that is going on there, life as you know it, life as I know it, has come to a screeching halt. But there are people who are risking everything to make sure that they go to minister to people in their time of need. This week, we are partnering with Dr. Gary Kellner and Save Ukraine Now to do what we can to help fill. Their goal is to fill at least 300 trucks with food, clothing, blankets, and medical supplies. Now, it is doubtful that Merit Assembly of God is going to fill 300 trucks, because each truck to fill it with food costs $10,000. To ship a container, it costs about $5,000. But we're going to do what we can. We're going to do what we can. We're a congregation of between 50 and 60 people, but I was just in my devotions here not too long ago in the book of 1 Samuel, where Jonathan told his armor bearer, God can save by many or by few. And so we're going to do what we can to minister to as many people as we can. And so if you would like to either drop off some donations of food, let me find the page here. One of the problems that I've been having, let me get back to where we're food, clothing, blankets, and medical supplies. And so they're asking us, to drop off over the next three or four Sundays, clothes, shoes, and blankets. So we don't need to be sending food at this point in time, but if you've got clothing, shoes, blankets, jackets would be phenomenal. Winter jackets. If you could bring those to the church at 165 North Grove Street, we would be blessed to get those to the region that needs it. Maybe you can't do that, but you could help with some of the shipping cost. $5,000 to ship a container, $10,000 to fill a truck with food. And so that would be phenomenal if we were able to fill a truck with food this week. What a glorious testimony that would be. And so if you're able to help us, come and be a part of what God is doing this week, and we will be blessed to connect you with the people who are in great need. So I want to take you today to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, by the way, I didn't mention our service times, 10:30 Sunday morning. Dr. Kellner will be presenting the need in the Ukraine, and then that coming Sunday night, we are going to be taking our faith promises for 2015. Not only do we minister in the Ukraine, we provide study Bibles for pastors in their own languages around the globe. We provide Bibles for military families and their personnel that deal with some of the unique challenges that they face in their livelihood, everything from deployment to post-traumatic stress disorder, how to cope with suicidal tendencies, adjusting to life out of the military. All of the articles are written by people who have military experience and know what it takes to successfully navigate the adjustments in life and the challenges that you face there. So that's just one of our project. Our boys and girls, they take up money on a regular basis so that needs can be met. Right now, they're raising funds for drug treatment facilities where Jesus is glorified, and some of those are in regions of the world where Jesus is not welcome, but they have such a tremendous drug problem that they invite us to come in spite of the fact that Jesus is taught, because they need help with their drug problem. And so that's just one of the things. We have about 55 to 60 missionaries that we support on a regular basis. And also this year we are dealing with trying to raise money for a Bible college in a country that I don't really feel comfortable naming here on the radio. But it's been a closed country for a number of years, but there's been a door of opportunity that has been thrown open. And so we have a wide open door. We want to take advantage of that. We want to do everything that we can to reach our Jerusalem. We want to deal with our Judea. We want to deal with our Samaria. But we also want to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So, exciting weekend. If you are planning on coming to our missions banquet on Sunday night, please let us know so that we can make sure that we have enough food. It's a free event, we're just going to try and stretch our faith to believe God for more than we've ever believed him for in the past. In Acts chapter 5, I'm going to close this week's broadcast with just an interesting thought. There's a reason that we are on here. We want to help believers to mature in their faith, but we also want to reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ who have never given their heart to Jesus. And I could wait until Sunday, and I could wait until Monday to talk about this gift that God wants to give on a daily basis. But I would like to talk about it today, because I've known a lot of families where payday was on Friday, and by dawn on Saturday, they were broke, and they were in a financial situation because one of the family members either had an alcohol problem or a drug problem or a gambling problem, and their paycheck was just gone. They just didn't have anything. So what I would like to do is be preemptive today, and that if you are listening to the broadcast, that God would give you the gift today, that when we say, God, give us today our daily bread, that he would give us this gift in a preemptive manner, not in a therapeutic manner. I know it's going to be therapeutic, because what we're going to be talking about, all of us have dealt with, and God has healed us from that. But I would like to be able to hit the brakes before my car goes into the ditch. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse number 29, but Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey. So what I would like to talk to you about today is the gift that God gives, and it is called the gift of repentance. The gift of repentance. It says there that God exalted Jesus to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And so, how do I want to say this? I would like to destigmatize the word repentance. Repentance is a word that society is trying to tell us preachers, look, we're dealing with people who have self-esteem issues, and they don't need to be told that they need to repent, that they don't need to be told that they're sinners. They just need to be built up, and I understand that. But you've got to understand that repentance is the foundation of God creating a new you. Every person in Christ is a new creation, not just a renovation, a new creation. And, a few weeks ago, I was making announcements, and I after 30 years of making church announcements, I like to try and make them something that catches the ear and stuff like that. Well, I said something, and it was, it wasn't inappropriate. It could have been said better. And everybody chuckled, and I was trying to explain myself out of it. And what happened, I finally got to the place, and I said, would somebody come take this shovel out of my hand, because I'm just digging myself into a deeper hole. And, that's what we need to do when it comes to the things in our life that are displeasing in God's sight. There are plenty of things that are pleasing to our flesh, but they are detestable to God. The scripture says that if we are guilty of one area of the law, of breaking it, that we are guilty of breaking the whole area of the law. Whenever you hear that, then there can be a mindset that arises in the sinful man that says this, well, if I have blown it, I might as well blow it big. and you know, get the biggest bang for my buck. I want you to know that that's not God speaking to you. This last week, I heard of a pastor who stood up this last weekend, wasn't an Assembly of God pastor. I'm very thankful about that. Who got up and said, you know, the Spirit of God has been dealing with me, and now I've come to the place where we are going to practice violating the Scripture. You know, that's not exactly the way that he said it, but that was the principle that he was communicating, is even though the Word of God says that these things are displeasing in God's sight, we are going to operate in a different manner. We are, rather than dealing with people's sin and bringing them to repentance, we are just not going to deal with that subject matter. And my heart was grieved when I read that article. It grieves me when I hear of people who should be repenting, and now instead of preaching a message of good news, that there is repentance and a completely different quality of life that is available, there, that instead people are preaching a message of enabling in their sin rather than dealing with people's sin. A long time ago, a person was teaching our Sunday school class, and they made this statement, and that is that sin produces the lowest quality of life in a community. That sin produces the lowest quality of life in a community. And here's the thing about Satan and sin, is he is continually moving the carrot. He is continually baiting you into deeper and deeper sins. You know, here in Florida, they were trying to legalize marijuana, and they did it from the aspect of, you know, that this is not as bad as some other things, but it is what is considered a gateway drug. It is something that once you have that, then eventually you are going to be stepping down deeper into a more strengthened bondage. It's not, very few people just get to that point and cease and desist their pursuit of sin at that point in time. Instead, they take one step down and one step down and one step down. My office at church is it's on the second floor, and right now, because of the treatment I've been undergoing for my eye, my vision is not as good as it's going to be. Just want to let you know, my vision's going to be fine. It's just not phenomenal right now. So the other day I was walking down the stairs. I'm up and down the stairs a lot, and I got towards the bottom, and I kind of cocked my head, and my eye that has the gas bubble in it right now, it was what I was trying to see out of, and I lost track of the number of steps. I missed the steps, stumbled. Fortunately, I was all the way at the bottom at that point in time, and I just kind of stopped my fall by hitting the wall. And you know, when I did that, I said, you know what? I don't want to do that again. And so the next time that I came to those stairs, I counted each and every one of the stairs. I counted how many it was to the landing, and I counted how many it was down to the next, because I said, God, I don't want to miss that step again. And that's the thing, that there are too many people that are that when it comes to their sin, they have not grown to the point where they dislike the pain and the suffering and the heartache and the misery that it brings. Instead, they are embracing it. They have it kind of like their own pet. They guard it. They will get into a theological argument with you in order to protect it, because they don't want to let it go. And if you've ever been in that situation, whether it is with a relationship, whether it's with a negative emotional stronghold, be it fear or anger or rage or a substance abuse problem like drunkenness or drug addiction, whether it's been with improper priorities and idols in your life, anything that takes the place of God, whether it is a relationship that is in violation of the Word of God, there are people that they'll want to hang on to that. They'll want to protect it. They will lash out at people who love them if you try and touch that thing, and they don't realize that what they need is they need a gift that God talks about here in the book of Acts chapter 5. They need the gift of repentance. Repentance is not a bad thing, because God does not give bad gifts. Repentance is a phenomenal thing. Look, all you got to do is look back in Genesis. When God created something, he said it was good. When God created man, he said it was very good. And so you know the quality of the things that God gives. He gives repentance. I was thinking back to the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, and it was an interesting day. We like to talk about the outpouring of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I love that. In that sermon that Peter preaches out of the book of Joel chapter 2, it says, "And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." You see, that's why God gives you repentance, is he wants to save you. He wants to save you from your sin. He wants to save you from yourself. He wants to save you from the misery and the sickness and the heartache and the pain. It is a gift that God has. And it said that on that day, let me see if I can find it here. Then in verse number 38, let me start at verse number 36. It says, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?'" Are you ready for this? "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent. And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.' And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this perverse generation.' Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and get this, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." 3,000 people received the gift of repentance and salvation on that day. And you say, "Wow, that's phenomenal. I could never imagine that." It gets better. There was another time where 5,000 people got saved on the same day. You talk about church growth. It's not just about getting people into our facilities. It is about people being transformed by the saving grace of Jesus Christ and believing that Jesus shed his blood for the remission of our sins. It is about saying, "God, I am grieved in my heart about the things that I have done that have grieved you." And when you come to that place, God says, "I have a gift that I have had in store for you for such a time as this." It is the gift of repentance. Repentance is not just saying a prayer and then going back and doing the same thing over again. It is about a complete change of mindset. It is about a change of direction. It is a change of lifestyle. It is a complete revolution that takes place in your spirit, in your body and your mind. It Jesus came to set you free. And here's the great news. There is no chain that has ever been invented by hell that is so strong that Jesus cannot break that thing. There is no prison cell that is so well guarded that he cannot set you free. Today, he is not weaker than he was in the days that the word of God was recorded. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today is the day of salvation. You know, sometimes people say, well, I'm just going to go do and I'm going to sow my wild oats and all of that sort of stuff. And when I'm older, when I'm as old as Pastor Bob, then I'll come and I'll give my heart to Jesus. But you know, sadly, you're not promised that day. I think of a basketball player. He was drafted very high in the NBA draft. And that night he was celebrating and he had some people around him and it was the first time that he'd ever tried this particular drug. And that night he decided he would celebrate by sinning. He never woke up. He never woke up. It killed him. His celebration killed him and deprived him and his family of the rewards that he had striven for his entire life. Isn't it about time that we surrendered our life of sin and said, God, I want this gift of repentance? You see, Revelation chapter 2, verse number 21, it says, Jesus said, and I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. I know that there's a movie out right now that is promoting and propagating and glorifying sexual immorality, but I want you to know, God is not pleased. He gives us time to repent. Isn't it time we took him up on that offer? If you will do these three things, admit that you're a sinner and that you need a Savior. If you will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will confess your sins and repent and ask him to live to enable you to live a life that is pleasing in his sight, he will give you those gifts today and write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Why don't you say this prayer with me? Heavenly Father, I love you. I am a sinner and I need a Savior. Today, I believe that Jesus died on the cross to forgive me of my sins. I confess my sin to you. I repent of my sin. Would you enable me to live a life that's pleasing in your sight? In Jesus' name. Contact us. Let us know if you said that prayer. We'll see you Sunday and here Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. And everybody seems to think they got it coming.
Well, I know that I don't deserve you. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one.